Hey, new album, Stadium, coming out later this year, and a lot to chat about with Akon. He sits down now with The Ralphie Show. Of course, the new track as well with David Guetta and Ne-Yo, Play Hard, Work Hard, Play Hard. That's like your motto, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. That's our life. That's like our life soundtrack right there.
I mean, how easy is it to write to a song like that?
That song was done in 5 minutes. Right? I literally went in that booth and knocked that right out.
Were you on it before Ne-Yo, or how did Ne-Yo get involved with it?
We had Ne-Yo lay the chorus down for it first, because it was a matter of just getting him on the record. Then once he got it, Dave sent me the rest of the track, and I just laid the verses on it.
And then getting that sample cleared, hard time, easy time?
Yeah, it wasn't hard. Dave kind of has a good influence now, being that he's a great DJ, so they didn't have no problem giving it to him.
You know, what's funny is, I mean, I remember speaking with David before Sexy Bitch blew up. Mm-hmm. I mean, to work with him since back then to now, I mean, what do you make of his evolution as an artist?
No, I'm proud of Dave, man. You know, he took that to another level to where it actually opened up doors for every DJ. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not just to be behind the wheels and spinning. It opens up branding opportunities, show opportunities in touring, merchandising. Like, it opened up all the doors that it would be opened up for artists.
And it's been sustained. A lot of people thought that this might have been a fad, mm-hmm. but ever since the track that David co-produced, I got a feeling mm-hmm. this has been continuing, and it doesn't look like there's any end to it. How is this genre able to sustain its popularity?
At the end of the day, it's about a hit record. Whether I deliver it to you, a DJ deliver it to you, or you deliver it to me. Mm-hmm. If the people love it, they're going to support it.
You want to get on my first single? Is that cool? Can we do that?
Dude, I'll give you a hit and we can continue this.
I'm down.
See, the key is about
I know
supplying
a couple radio stations that might play it.
You know, Prime is about just supplying the audience with hits, man. It don't matter who bring it to them.
You go back to like what's happening right now with an artist like Psy.
Absolutely. Prime example. Don't speak a lick of English, but it feels great. It's a hit. It makes you feel good. He's funny. How you not support that?
Yeah, do you like his new song, by the way? Mother, Father, Gentleman. That's the new song. I'll tell you. You like that? Have you heard it yet or no?
Yeah, I actually heard it. I saw him perform it on Idol, and that's actually after seeing the performance, it made me like it a lot more. He's fearless, you know what I mean?
And
you
can tell he's having fun. With his dance moves and stuff?
That's my point.
Like, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he make anybody go up there and say, like, yo, I should be doing that.
And he doesn't have, like, you look at him, obviously, and he's,
no, but
you know.
No, he be dead serious, though. Yeah. That's what's so funny. Like, he be dead serious. You cannot tell Psy that he's not a dancer.
Oh,
he be up there with his hammer pants and be getting down.
Right.
You know what I mean? You gotta love him, man.
So let's talk a little bit about your music. We're gonna get an album this year from you? Is that what I'm reading?
Absolutely. 100%. We're definitely going to get an album from you.
Obviously, a lot of change with the label situation.
Yeah, unfortunately, it does affect artists like myself when there's changes happening within the label. So you just try your best to try to get music put out. But unfortunately, if the system is broken, you can't really move until they get it fixed. So
another plan that certainly has changed due to unforeseen and unfortunate circumstances is this Lady Gaga album that we thought we were going to get this year. And I would imagine the injury basically that she sustained derailed that whole timeline.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely do it for sure.
So what's the deal with Bart Pop? Can you give me any news on that or no?
Only she can give you news on that.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm from a distributor side. I'm on the label side.
Okay.
You know, I was involved in the first and second album. After that, like, she's more in control of her own content now, so we just allow her to do her own thing. And then when it's time, when the album's really turned in, then that's when I play the role as far as distribution.
We had heard that the album was done, but again, going back to the injury, and it unfortunately happened, it's unfortunate the injury happened, period, but right before she was about to come to New York for tour dates, mm-hmm. so the fact that she wasn't able to do any type of promo, that usually you gotta hold off then.
No, of course. I mean, if you're gonna put out a project, you wanna be out there in front of the people to present it yourself. I mean, they're going to want to see you. You know what I mean? So I think it's better for even her fans to wait till she's fully healthy-wise, you know, fully strong enough to be able to go out there and really promote it properly.
How's she doing? Is she okay? Have you talked with her?
She's getting better.
Good. Akon, David Guetta, Play Hard, love the record. Always a pleasure to talk to you, buddy.
You got it, buddy.
Thanks for making some time.
My man.